بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. This is my benefits of COVID number 2. For those of you who may have heard that screech, that was a woodpecker. It's interesting how the sounds of the birds are so similar. I mean, there are woodpeckers in India, there are woodpeckers in Africa, there are woodpeckers in America, and this kind of sound they make when they fly is the same. Is that the same language, I wonder? To come back to the benefits of COVID, we looked at two of them. Let me look at a couple more. COVID has also drawn our attention willy-nilly to the real essentials of our lives. What is really and truly essential in our life? COVID has brought that home to us very clearly. All the fluff in our lives has disappeared. Firstly, because all the fluff shops have shut down. Thanks to COVID, markets closed much earlier. Places of mass entertainment are, for the most part, shut. All our wandering around in the world, here and there, all that also has come to a halt. And we are drawn closely and more close to our families. We have become much more concerned about cleanliness. We have become much more concerned about what we eat. And those of us who have some good sense are ensuring that we eat wholesome stuff, because, as somebody said, much more importantly and much more critical, even more than masks and gloves and so on, is your own internal resistance in the body. The degree to which you are healthy, to that degree you are protected from COVID. Now, obviously, that does not mean don't wear masks, please. The mask is the biggest contributing factor to the stopping or retarding of the spread of COVID. So please wear a mask. Absolutely, without a doubt, wear a mask when you are in any place which is enclosed, which means any shops or any public transport or anything like that. Or even when you are outside, if you are among people, wear a mask. If you are just outside where there is nobody and so on, then of course you don't need to wear it. But please wear a mask and then wash your hands frequently every time, especially when you come back from outside. And when you are outside, whether or not you are wearing gloves, do not touch your face. So these are the basic precautions for COVID. But very importantly is to develop our own resistance. And that happens by eating wholesome food. That happens by eating good natural food, by staying away from all kinds of junk stuff. So the COVID has drawn our attention to that. So essentials as far as becoming closer to the family, essentials as far as eating and drinking wholesome stuff, and essentials as far as making our life a lot more wholesome than perhaps it was. Those who are not doing that are contributing to their own destruction and the destruction of others, as we are seeing that also happening, where people do not take precautions. And as a result of that, not only do they put themselves in danger, but even more importantly, they put other people in danger. So it's not a question of whether you think that something is going to happen. The question is that because of your, within quotes, bad behavior, other people who are innocent have to suffer. And this is a crime. This is a crime. As a Muslim, believe me, you, if you do that, you will be accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I strongly and very strongly recommend that you do not do that. Please take every precaution. That is extremely important. So this is the other benefit of COVID. The third or fourth or fifth, whatever it was, I think the another one is it has opened doors for us to look at creative ways of problem solving. As I mentioned in the last one, somebody, this World Economic Forum report on the risks. Now, one of the things they talk about is economic risk. They say that's the biggest risk. And they're saying that, you know, the number of jobs will be lost and so on. We are seeing that happening. We are seeing people laid off and all that. Now, that, to me, do I call it a risk or do I call it an opportunity to develop entrepreneurship, an opportunity to develop small and medium businesses, an opportunity to take the power out of the hands of the large multinational conglomerates, which means the likes of Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates and whoever else, instead of putting money in their pockets, we now have a chance of people setting up small businesses in their communities, as a result of which the local community gets the benefit of that business. The local community is supported. It's a very well-known and very well-documented fact that multinational organizations do not support small local communities. They are only focused on one thing, which is adding shareholder value, which in the case of these large corporations, even the number of shareholders is limited. So therefore, we are not talking about, you know, the average person like you or me. Whereas small businesses, by definition, are dependent on local communities. So if I'm doing something in my community, then I necessarily must do something which is beneficial to the people who live around me, because they are the ones who are going to buy that product or service which I am providing. So I'm more focused on their needs. They appreciate me because I'm helping them out, and it produces a beautiful atmosphere of mutual dependence and a very symbiotic relationship with our local communities. So small communities, small businesses are far more beneficial for local communities than multinational organizations can ever be or even intend to be. So I think this is another very important thing that this COVID has brought, because it has kicked people out of jobs. Now, I call that a benefit, because the reality of most people, I mean, because I teach entrepreneurship, I also teach leadership. One of my standard questions in my classes, I ask people, how many of you would like to become entrepreneurs? And believe me, I've never had a situation where the majority of people did not put up their hands. As a matter of fact, if I try to recall and recollect the number of friends of mine who have been talking about starting their own businesses or becoming entrepreneurs, I can't count the number of people, because practically everybody I know, there was only one person or two people I know who told me in so many terms, in so many words, and both of them were corporate executives, both of them were in HR, and they said to me very clearly, they said, this person said to me, I am not made to be an entrepreneur. I need a job. And he's not talking about need as in financially, he's talking about need as in, if I have to work, I must necessarily be in an organization. I have to be part of an organization. That's the only way that I can work. If I am on my own, I cannot work. I mean, I thought it's a pretty good example of somebody who knows themselves, which is all to the better. But I'm saying that, therefore, people who got chucked out of jobs today, a lot of them are people who, if they think about it, they have been saying, I want to be an entrepreneur for a long time, but they never took that step. Well, now that step got taken for them. So you are going to see, my guess is you're not going to see an economic collapse. You're not going to see, people coming to loot your house because they don't have food. So you don't have to go buy guns to shoot them down. It's a bad idea anyway. You'll go to jail even in America. It's not permitted for you to shoot people. You are not going to see, you know, masses of people starving. You are going to see masses of new businesses starting up. You're going to see people solving problems in a lot of creative ways, which we didn't believe possible until now, because there was no need. Now suddenly there is a need, and so people are going to start doing that. So among the other benefits of COVID, if I may use the term. More next time, let's reflect on these things, and let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in whatever He decrees for us, there is always khair. Because biyadihil khair, in the hands of Allah is khair, in the hands of Allah is goodness. And therefore, even if on the face of what He has decreed, what He has decreed may look as if it is something which is harmful, it is not harmful. It is something which is intrinsically extremely beneficial. And we don't see the benefit right away, but it is extremely beneficial. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to see the beauty of His creation, no matter what that creation is, and to be able to appreciate it and to be able to be thankful for it. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.